Hello, everyone around the world and in taxi land, wherever you might be driving a taxi, riding in a taxi, or just thinking about, doing something with a taxi. Maybe you're changing the brakes.
Or just looking at a cab. I mean, even if you're just looking at a cab, that's good enough for us.
Anyway, you're on the Mike and Abe show, and Mike is here with me today. He's back from his vacation in Bermuda. Right.
That's pretty much what it was for the last few days. Our friend went on vacation for like 4 or 5 days, and I worked on the 4th of July. Yay!
Okay.
So that's always a treat.
Anyway, so the 4th of July is over, but the month of July is not over. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
How's business out there on the streets in the month of July? I never really had a problem in July. You know, finding food.
So actually, we got through the hurdle of the July 4th weekend, which is, it's weird this week. It's on a Wednesday. So there was a lot of people because of that did the old staycation where they didn't go anywhere and they stayed in the city. Oh, and by the way, my condolences to the tourists. And we love the tourists. The big part of the New York City and Yellow Cab deal with this freaking goofball who climbed up the. First of all, how does she get to climb up the side of the Statue of Liberty? We keep talking about. Oh, 9-11, 9-11, security, 9-11, 9-11. How does some woman climb up the side of the Statue of Liberty and sit underneath the statue's foot for 3 hours, and they had to evacuate the people from the Statue of Liberty? 8,000 people wanted to go check out the Statue of Liberty. They have to get evacuated from the island into the Battery. I went down there, but I saw a lot of people just looking for cancer. I was like, wow, this is wild. Must be a lot of people visiting. But no, they got thrown off. The Statue of Liberty Island apparently was some freaking ingrate from the fourth world who apparently has decided to adopt this country to leech off of, complaining about Trump. And 8,000 people have to suffer, you know, women, kids, hot son, because one person, and like I said, okay, I get it. She's probably a nut, okay? I'm not a medical person, but I'm guessing you have to be a little bit crazy to do this. But like, where is the security? Where's the police? What's going on?
You know, Mike, she's not the first nut that ever did something like this. You know, there was, if you remember back in the 1970s, there was a nut, his name was Philippe Petit.
He's my hero, yeah.
Yeah, and he strung a tightrope between the two towers of what was then the World Trade Center, okay? While it was.
Right. Well,
And he walked the tightrope from one building to the other. I mean, you talk about nuts, right?
You get some brass to do that.
One wind and he's down, okay?
Yeah.
One strong he's wind. And then there was this other nut, if you recall, before the when Trump was a presidential candidate, he was climbing Trump Tower, remember, with suction cups?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and the police finally dragged him in the window. You know, I mean, you got to give credit to the police, though, for dealing with these people, okay?
Well, I mean, I guess it's after a while, it's just an onslaught. And, you know, there's another guy, when I go on the Triborough Bridge, it's a cat and mouse game, is that there's always some graffiti guys who climb up on the train bridge, which runs parallel to the approach to the RFK Tobel Center. And I always say to myself, I see the graffiti on the train bridge, which is probably about 300 feet off the ground, and they'd have to lower themselves to write their disgusting no-talent graffiti. And I say to myself, do these people have jobs? I mean, there's a woman climbing up to sit under the foot of the Statue of Liberty, and there's a guy 300 feet in the air writing graffiti. Do these people have jobs? I mean, if they say they can't get a job, but they can climb 300 feet in the air to write graffiti, there's something wrong there. I mean, you know, I don't want to be too critical of people, but I mean, what the hell is going on here? But that woman is disgusting. They should throw her in, not even throw her in jail. They should throw her under the jail.
Did they figure out Trump taking the kids?
They can take the kids away from her. Ridiculous.
Did they figure out who this woman was? So you know, I kind of stopped paying attention.
She apparently ingratiated herself. You come from the Congo 20 years ago. Now she's in America, and she has kids. And, oh, by the way, there was a little report on what's new in the Congo these days. This is the woman who complains about America and Trump taking the cheese away. Like, look, sweetheart, have you taken a peek at your the Republic of Congo lately with the civil war and the cannibalism and the drinking blood and the beheadings in the streets? It's not so bad in America, is it? That's what I would ask her. I'd say, listen, just lock her up, as Trump's supporters say. Lock her up.
Probably she spent the night in jail, and she didn't hurt anybody. She was probably charged with reckless endangerment, okay, trespassing, okay?
She's going to be back in court August 3rd, so if anybody wants a be-in, it's August 3rd she's going to be in court saying how wonderful she is. Just
okay.
The hero of America.
All right, this is New York City. You know, everybody wants to make a name for themselves in New York City, no matter how they do it. Okay.
Right.
Unfortunately, there are the cuckoos out there who do these cuckoo things. Okay. Right. But listen, what's going on? You wanted to talk about a few things.
I want to talk about first of all. You know me. You got to interrupt me. So just I'll try not to be too much of an air whore.
Okay.
As opposed to the way I usually am. But two things. First of all, on LaGuardia, it said on July 4th of July, it said, cabs needed at Delta. Cabs needed. It keeps pounding away on the little alert system we have in the front of the cab. I'm like, wow, that's great, cabs. So I go out there. It's about 300 cabs sitting a lot. No business, right? And then it kept pounding away. I said, wow, so maybe I missed the window of where cabs are available. Then I look at the time, and they're robocalling cabs needed at LaGuardia at the exact hour. Like, I think it was 5:28, then it was 6:26, then it was 7:26. Just robocalling cabs needed. And I go out there, and there's just cabs sitting looking at each other. So thumbs down to the person with the robocall. And these are invisible people, too. Nobody knows who these people are. It's probably some kid who was flipping fries at Mickey D's. And now they tell him to push a button. And instead of looking to see if the cabs are needed, he or she just robocalls it for on the hour every hour. And the other thing is something you can help us. Because you got a cab with this. MTA surcharge money is going out. And now the TLC, on the 4th of July weekend, which is usually a slow weekend for cab driving and cab leasing for the fleet, of all the weekends, the TLC finally decides to ask for their money for the 30-cent charge on top of the 50-cent charge. It's the 4th of July weekend. Just tell the people what the 50 cents or what the 30 cents is, since you know the whole story. Please.
Well, I paid it. Okay.
You're the one.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, you know, let me just say this. Let me say this. What is it? It's the TIF payment is the money that goes for wheelchair accessible vehicles and the payments to the drivers and the payments to the vehicle owners. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the MTA money is the money we wish that they would go away completely. Okay. Instead, they're gonna quadruple it. Okay.
From
January
1st.
All right. We're helping revive the transit system, which we wish would just go away. Okay.
They should just pour concrete into the subway system, and then at the end say it's over. No more subway system.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Okay. They should go back to trolley cars. You know, with tracks
trolley
on the
cars.
Ground. Okay,
yeah.
I paid it, and look, this is where the problem is. Okay, there are foreclosures all over the place. Okay, if you went on the TLC website to check this month's medallion prices, there's a whole list. I didn't count them. There must be at least 20 to 25 to 30 medallions that were foreclosed on. Okay, and where are these people? You know, some people are just struggling to get by, and they're probably spending. If you owe a lot of money and you're still on the road, probably struggling to just pay your bills, let alone put aside the 30 cents for every trip and the 50 cents for every trip. 80 cents for every trip for these two things, okay? That money should be going into the taxi drivers and owners' pockets, okay?
To help
to help pay the bills, okay? All right?
Mm-hmm.
How does delivery cars somehow worm their way out of buying accessible vehicles? Okay. Instead, that they promise that they'll meet all their requests one way or another. You know, nobody knows how they're going to do it. How do they get out of it when we're forced to buy these wheelchair cars? Okay. And I realized that it was decided by a judge in court that this was the deal, and the TLC is only enforcing the court order. Okay, by making us do this. Okay.
Right.
But look. You know, how does one get away with it, and the yellow taxis don't? Okay, now this was
discrimination.
Yeah, it is discrimination. This was eventually a lawsuit brought by the people that need the wheelchairs. Okay, they need the wheelchair vehicles, and rightfully so. They have a right to be able to, you know, from the American with Disabilities Act, whatever they call it, the ADA. The ADA, they have a right to ask us to supply them with wheelchair-accessible cars. But, you know, the deal is ridiculous. The deal's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Okay? The FHVs aren't mandated to do it, right? The yellow taxis are mandated to do it, okay?
Right.
I mean, what's up with that? Okay?
That's a good question.
You know, why couldn't they just figure out how many vehicles are needed to do it and distribute it evenly amongst all segments? Okay?
See, that's what I said, Abe. Instead of having every single cab, and it's a very finicky car. I mean, it breaks down a lot. But I said, if they would have made it so, let's say 20% of the business had these vehicles, there'd be plenty of coverage. Because now, we don't even have calls coming in. I mean, these people, and you have these professional agitators. They're like, we need wheelchair, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, well, whoa. It's like, okay, great. You need wheelchair cabs. Where is the zone? Where is the safe place for picking up people in wheelchairs? I got to jump back to our friend Polly Trattenberg. Ah, we need more bike lanes. Ah! Polly, the traffic parrot, talking about bike lane. It's like, listen. You got bike lanes all over the city. Why haven't you carved out at least 100 wheelchair pickup points for yellow cabs? Specific wheelchair pickup points for yellow cabs. Because right now I saw this poor cabbie and there's another lady in a wheelchair. He's struggling with the ramp. He's in a crosswalk. Some scumbag in a freaking van, who I ripped his ear off screaming at him, is texting in his double park van while he sees what's going on behind him with a cab trying to pick up a woman in a wheelchair in a crosswalk. And then the only other places that's usually available is for the cab to pick up someone in a wheelchair by a fire hydrant, which is usually caked with dog shit and dog piss. So pardon the French, but you got to make pickup zones for these people in the wheelchairs. I mean, right now, I mean, the only people I can think are going to benefit from that disaster are a few trial lawyers with the slip and fall routine. But how are you going to possibly service these people in wheelchairs if you don't have an official designated place to pick them up throughout the city? I mean, God forbid you don't have a bike lane on the street, then all hell breaks loose. But where are the pickup points with the big logo for wheelchair people? I mean, Abe, this is I've never seen a point in the city where it's so much annoying crap. And I think a lot of it has to do with people who don't vote. I mean, de Blasio got elected with 13% of the general vote. And his wackos apparently are in love with him. And the other 80% of the public who didn't vote for de Blasio wanted nothing to do with him, but they didn't vote for anybody. So, you know, you got to get in vote, people, because now you're getting your comeuppance with the Blasios and the Polly Tratton. Oh, by the way, now that I'm rambling on, just another minute on this. There was a thing on the Queens Chronicle, which is a great local paper in Queens, mm-hmm. obviously, and they were talking about they got rid of the parking for cars so that the traffic would move freely. It's like, yeah, guess what, Polly? Polly! You got rid of the cars, and guess who was going to the stores? People in cars. So now the stores say their business is way down because nobody's coming over there. And they have these no parking times for cars where you used to be able to get a parking space and go into the store and buy stuff. So we have a lot of whack jobs running the city right now, and it's disgusting. And and by the way, you gave de Blasio $90 billion to work with. So and I see potholes all over the place, rats on the subway. Where's the money going? Does anybody know where this freaking money is going? So you're right about that. But Abe, please get back to the 50 cents and just clarify to the rookies in the audience. The, you get MTA gets 50 cents a trip from yellow cabs,
and
the wheelchair plan gets 30 cents a trip from yellow cabs. So this on July 4th, it's another quarterly payment on the slowest weekend of the year, almost for yellow cabs. They have to send in a chunk of money to the MTA, and they have to send in a chunk of money to the TLC for the wheelchair plan. So that's 80 cents a trip for 3 months, and that money's due this week. And I don't know how these cabbies, like you said, who are on the on their butts financially, are going to get this money. And I, like you said, I'm sure more than a few of them have dipped into the kitty to pay personal expenses. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yeah, because they're not making enough money. They have huge loans they're trying to pay. Okay. All right. They have, you know, they have expenses, you know, way above what's being taken in revenue. Okay.
Right. So they got to send that about about $1,800 apiece. I mean, $1,800 apiece. They're good. At least $1,500 they got to send out.
You know, right now, the TLC is saying that they're paying $1 for each trip to people driving wheelchair vehicles. Okay. Number one, where are all the drivers driving wheelchair vehicles? I understand they don't want to do it. Okay.
They don't want to do it. It's a headache.
No. Yeah. You know, not for any amount of money. Okay. But let's say they are. Okay. So if they're not taking in all the TIF money because the drivers, the owners can't hold on to the money. Okay. How are they paying it? How are they paying it? That's what I want to know.
That's a good question. Yeah.
Okay.
And the other thing is some of the drivers are saying, there's a lot of finicky stuff going on with the actual pickup. Like if you're late or something like that, they right away used to complain to the TLC. You didn't pick up the driver. So you get drivers coming in who are trying to do their best picking up people in wheelchairs, and they're getting complaints against. And a lot of it has to do with frivolous lawsuits, because anything, you know, oh, my God, you didn't pick up a person in a wheelchair. And, you know, tort reform is in the mix, too, with cabbies getting taken to TLC court and then sued because they didn't pick up a person in a wheelchair, from what I've heard. And this is a disaster. How do we get into being the fall guy for picking up people in wheelchairs? Then they have the accessorized vans. I mean, why is it all of a sudden the yellow cab is the devil now with picking up people in wheelchairs? And the MTA money, why do we have to feed the MTA? What is this? I mean, who are the leaders right now?
Feeding the MTA 50 cents a trip, and on January 1st, it'll be $3 a trip.
This is how is this business going to survive at $3 a trip?
I don't know.
That's our money. That's not MTA money.
You know, and where's the if we're going to chuck up each fare $2.50? Okay, that doesn't go to the driver and doesn't go to the owner. Okay.
And then every other people.
Where is the money going to come from for cost of living? Okay, the consumer price index is rising, and how do I know it's rising? Because interest rates are rising; they go hand in hand.
Right.
Okay.
Now, what about the? How do we get our money now that the MTA is ready to steal $2.50 a trip from the yellow cabs? How do we get a fare increase after that? I mean, where's our money?
How do we get passengers in the car that don't want to pay?
How do we get passengers first of all?
You know, I mean, you know, do all these bicycles that they have, you know, you know, I wonder how many potential taxi passengers are now riding bicycles.
Oh, sure. I mean, I've always had a bike in my hands one way or the other. And I'll tell you something, Abe, I'm wondering about the legality of $2.50 a trip from yellow cabs. I mean, MTA, apparently they say it's a semi-private, semi-public. Say, wait a second. If you're 100% public, okay, maybe you got something. But if I'm financing a private investor, and he or she is making a return on their investment privately or with bonds or what have you, I'm wondering about the legality of that. And I think there has to be a lawsuit to put an injunction on this thing, because and the other thing you could say, just like some drivers have problems sending in the 50 cents and the 30 cents a trip from these other scenarios. What about the $2.50 a trip? What about the driver who is maybe getting $2.50 a trip, raking in for 3 months? Well, how fast do you think that driver is going to be able to send in that money? Or how fast would the fleet owner
It's $3 a trip because the $2.50 is going to be added to the 50 cents.
Right, it's going to be put on top of it, my God.
Right, and so it's $3 a trip. So if you do 10 trips, that's $30. If you do 20 trips, that's $60, okay, per day, you know. I mean, this is insane. The MTA is going to be making more money than the driver.
And, you know, the other thing is, what about her grandkids? What about the lady who wants to go for an $8 cab ride to take her kids to the movies, okay? She's going to be paying $2.50, so she's going to get whacked with a 30% increase on her $8 fare, and some guy going to the Bronx for a $50 cab ride is going to pay what would be a 5% increase. So it's discrimination against the passenger. It's discrimination against the drivers. And like I said, this also goes back to these knuckleheads saying, oh, we don't want to get a fare increase. People, you know, ridiculous.
Let me interrupt here. Okay. And then you got, then you have Verifone and the other companies that take 5% off the meter, you know, on the credit card calls. So so if they take, let's say you do 20 trips at $3 a trip, okay, so that's $60 that's going to the MTA, and if it's all paid by credit card, 5% of that $60 is six times five is $3, right? So that $3, that $3 comes out of the driver's pocket also.
So okay. So that's the thing. So
the driver has to turn over $60 plus another $3 that Verifone took.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is a problem. I mean, this is another thing I wanted to talk about on the show is right now I'd say the credit card to cash ratio in the yellow cab is probably about 75% credit card, 25% cash. And you got some people out there who are deadbeats. They don't tip, and if they do tip, they chip like a very measly tip. And they run the credit card, and I can see what the tip is in front, because I look at the whole thing being processed.
Yeah, right.
You can see what the tip is. And I've had a couple of people, like Lily White, chatting, nice, oh, how you like the cab? Then I'll see at the end, they don't tip. And it's like, and I they're overly nice and overly conversational. And I've told a couple of them, said, listen, I really wouldn't have had this long conversation with you if I would have known you don't tip. And they give me this look, and they just leave. So, but in any event, you got people chiseling the cab driver out of 15 or 20% tip, and then on top of that, you get a 5% credit card. So in essence, the cab driver has lost 10% of the revenue since the advent of the credit card increase. I mean, I thought initially, why don't we just charge a surcharge for using the credit card? I mean, I see
listen,
it at the gas
listen,
station.
Medallion owners pay Verifone $59.99 a month. Okay,
from the top.
Okay.
What is that exactly? From the top.
Well, there's a service fee of $59.99 that Verifone charges.
For the credit card contraption, right.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Okay, I'm not arguing that. But on top of that, Verifone takes 5% of every transaction. And every transaction includes the toll money, the tip money, the TIF, the TIP money, the MTA money.
Wow.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Take 5% of the meter, please, but not 5% of everything else.
Yeah,
right?
Is a problem. This is,
the toll money, I mean, the person pays $5.76 with the Easy Pass to go through the Midtown Tunnel, right, and then pays by credit card. You have to come up as the driver. You have to come up with the 5% to pay on top of that, off of that toll.
This is ridiculous.
They should only be allowed to, if they're going to take 5%, which is an extremely high number, okay?
It is.
If they're going to take 5%, it should only be on the initial meter fare, okay? It shouldn't be on any of the surcharges, any of the tolls, okay? That's what I'm saying, okay? They're not going to like that I said this, okay? You know, this is ridiculous. They should bring in other companies that are willing to take less. Okay?
Right.
That's right. What happened to competition? You know how many millions and millions and millions of dollars a day that is?
Millions. Millions.
Yeah, a day. A day. You know, I can't imagine.
Like I said, I go back to the fact of why are we incentivizing the paying 5%? I mean, basically, everything is credit card. So, okay, well, listen, I don't want to be, as a driver, incentivizing a 5% loss in my revenue where an option where people wouldn't care less about paying 5% more. People would understand and say, listen, you got to pay 5% more. Use a credit card. Works at the gas station. I mean, they have the price up there, cash and credit. I mean, I see that's legal. And, you know, you have some restaurants that say cash only. That's legal. And, oh, by the way, how much do you make for the, or how much does an owner make from the TV advertising in the back? How much is the revenue from that? Like $1,000 a month the driver, the owners get?
No. Not even close.
No? Does anybody come in from that? Anything?
Yes. Let me put it to you this way. I can't ride the subway for 3 days with the amount of money that comes in every month. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. So
I look at that stupid TV in the back, and I'm sorry to the people who are offended by this. It's like for who, for what?
Mike, it goes by. It's based on the number of trips that you do in a month, and I believe the maximum payment is $25.
$25. $25 for what? Per day?
No, per month.
Per month.
Yeah.
So, so how much are you charging for the ads on the TV in the back? 50 cents? They're charging like $3.
Who knows what they're charging? That's not public knowledge.
Okay. All right. So what kind of ads are you getting? $25 a month.
Mike, what kind of ads are on the TV? Tell me.
Oh man, they have. Well, first of all, they have the propaganda from the TLC. They have chairperson.
I'm talking about commercial ads. Commercial ads.
Oh, the ads on the TV in the back is basically the shit you turn off at home.
You mean the stuff that you, if you recorded it, you zip through it.
You zip through it, and right. I hear and there's a Jimmy Kimmel bit. And it goes over and over again, and nobody laughs. And it's like a corny Jimmy Kimmel bit. I rarely see people laughing at the comedy.
Okay, well, those people are paying big bucks for those ads because those ads are being shown in thousands of taxis, you know, time and time right. and over and over and over. Okay?
Right.
And if it's a commercial, you know, like maybe Trivago, is Trivago in there? I see that on TV all the time. You know, the hotel... services, you know, services that book you hotels or book you airlines.
Yeah.
You know, is any of that in the advertising?
I don't know. There's a couple of them in there. I know one the Fashion Week is in, and some of the ads in there are just outrageous. And they have public service announcement coming to TLC with Chairperson Noshi saying, if you are refused service in a yellow cab, it's like, look, Noshi, the person is sitting in the yellow cab. They haven't been refused service. They're sitting here, okay? They're in the cab. Why are you telling them, why are you begging and pleading these people to complain against cab drivers? There's nothing about saying thank you to the cab drivers or a promo about cab drivers. Oh, and she has wrong information going on with her promo, Chairperson Noce. She goes, oh, and if you have a right to be taken anywhere in the five boroughs and Westchester and Nassau and Newark, it's like, excuse me, if I know for a fact, as per the rule book, if you've been working more than 8 hours, you do not have to go as a cab driver to Westchester and Nassau County. And also, if you are visibly intoxicated, you do not have the right to get a cab. When are we going to get rid of this person? Please, go away! Go away!
All right, Mike, down boy. Okay.
I'm sorry. Didn't this guy Diaz have something where he wants to get her out of there? Please bring the people up to speed on that.
Well, there are a lot of people that wanted to resign, and she's fighting for survival, okay? And, you know, she may, whether or not she's really good at heart, okay?
I'm
going to defend her a little bit. She is trying to do the right thing, okay? She's just not getting it done.
Right.
Okay? All right.
Okay.
You know, yeah. And I want to say this about ads. when there are ads on TV, over the air TV or cable TV, whatever it is, okay, and these actors, you see some commercials over and over and over and over again, and the actors are getting paid every time that commercial is showed,
right?
Okay, or a scene, I should say. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And they're paid what they call, I think, SAG rates, Screen Actors Guild rates, which is very, very huge amount of money, okay, like several hundred dollars every time the ad is seen, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm wondering if this commercial ads in the back of the taxi cabs, then these ads are being sold at a very high price.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I don't think that's covered with the residual Screen Actors Guild. There's always been some stuff about that, where this might be just a one-off, where they get paid for a daily, or something like that. I don't think these people are getting,
If you're in SAG, okay, you got to get paid every time that ad is showed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. I know that.
Well, if you're in SAG, maybe they
use
non-union
actors. They don't always. They're obligated in many cases to use union people. Okay.
Right. Let me just give you an example of what's running in the back. I'm going to give you a quick I'm not even going to use words. This is the ad. Just to be like 5 or 10 seconds. This is the ad that runs in the back of cats. Listen, because that's practically, in my opinion, every single ad in the back of a cab, where it's almost like you have a hostage situation where the person is trapped and they try and turn the thing off and they have to fiddle around for a teeny tiny button. It's getting into that's one thing with Uber. Uber doesn't have these TVs, and I hear people complaining about it's unpleasant for the rider in cabs. So first of all, we're trying to get people back into the cabs, and we have this TV annoying the hell out of them.
It's been a couple of years now since they said they were going to remove these TVs. Okay.
Right. I know the cab owners are going to be brokenhearted that they're going to lose $25 a month. I mean, I don't know how they're going to recoup the loss from that, right?
I don't know, Mike. All right, let's move on. Let's move on. What else?
Moving on. What else we got? I guess everything is pretty much covered. We need a fare increase. I mean, that's one thing. I knew these knuckleheads. We have these so-called leaders and these knuckleheads who kept saying, we don't want a fare increase because I'm afraid of Uber. Turns out they might have snakes in the grass.
I know, Mike. Stop. Let me.
About what?
Start. And let me tell you what's going on. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were going to say.
Yeah.
I thought you wanted more.
No, I don't want more of your, you rant all the time,
Right.
I have some important stuff here, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
The only people that are hinting that they're going to do something to alleviate the drastic situation that has been created and has now been running for several years with the taxis and the Ubers and the Schmubers and the... And whoever who and then every Tom, Dick, and Nutcase that out there that wants to stop on the street to pick up somebody, okay.
Right.
The only help that we believe we're going to get is going to come from the city council, okay. Who hopefully will follow through with their promises, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, and there will be a rally for council action on Tuesday, July 10th at 1 p.m. in front of City Hall. Okay?
I'll be there. I like going to these rallies. Okay. Even if you're a cabbie, you just, go there. If you can't find a place to park, just little thumbs up a little high would be nice,
Okay. The time is 1 p.m., Tuesday, July 10th. Okay, let's hope for a sunny day. And, Mike, you could wear your rates on the door shirts. Okay?
Yeah.
The rates on the shirt, okay? Okay, I got to admit that sales are slow. Okay. Okay.
The
T-shirt. But let me just finish this, okay? It seems that the Taxi Workers Alliance has been making the biggest strides in getting some alleviation to this situation. Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I have it here somewhere. Where did I put it? Oh, these are the demands that the Taxi Workers Alliance is asking for. Okay, I would say the requests of the city council. You know, demand is a tough word, but we do demand it. Okay, they want a cap on the number of for-hire vehicles, and don't replace diamonds as part-timers expire. That's number one. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take a little sip of water. Hold on.
Diamonds meaning the registration stickers for those cars.
Okay. Number two, they want to require app companies to use the regulated taxi meter as the minimum rate of fare. Okay.
All right. Now, they're not saying install taxi meters in these cars, are they?
Well, you can't install taxi meters because they're not taxis. Okay.
No, but the way the wording, I've always had a problem with the way they word it,
yeah.
In that they want all the drivers to get paid on par with each other. That's great, but the wording sometimes is ambiguous, so it almost sounds like they want taxi meters put in these crazy cars, which we do not want. Correct.
We don't want the cars. Right.
No, we want the car at all. Right.
Right. I mean, get rid of them. All right.
Okay.
But by charging less than the taxi meter rate, you know, that undercuts the yellow taxis that have paid millions of dollars for the right to do what these people shouldn't have the right. Okay?
Correct.
All right? I mean, this is how bizarre it is. We're living in the bizarro world, you know?
Yes.
You know, okay? Bizarro. Mm-hmm. Remember that, okay?
Juan Bizarro. He was a great
pitcher. Yeah, right. Right. Number three. Regulate companies that lease or finance FHV cars. Here's a regulation for you. You're out of business.
Right.
How's that?
Keep it simple.
How's that? You're out of business. You can't rent taxi cabs if you're not a taxi cab company. Okay?
Yep. Yeah, that's all.
Or cars to compete with taxi cabs.
They are popping up all over the place, you know that.
Yeah, right. Right. Or cars to compete with taxi cabs. Okay? You know, get lost. Take your cars.
Go away.
Right, go away. Okay, that's the regulation. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
They want to put a cap on the amount of lease money. Okay.
For bootleg garages.
Yeah, bootleg garages. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Number four, require app drivers get a minimum 80% of whichever fare is higher. The upfront pricing paid by the passengers or the company metered fare. Okay? There is no metered fare. Okay? That's an oxymoron. All right? On group rides.
Let me just jump in. I know you hate when I dive in constantly.
Yeah, dive in.
But,
go ahead.
Because I'm going to say, where in the hell does, I call them Uber because they're always getting sued. Where does Uber get off charging? Basically, it's a VIG of 30% per fare. I mean, we complain about our inky-dinky 5% from, you know, the credit card companies for the yellow cabs, but they're getting whacked with 30%. Are you kidding me? And then they get a sales tax on top of that, so that's 40%. Then they got to rent the car. Then they got to pay for gas. No wonder you have all these illegal drivers operating illegally in Uber cars at night, and I see them all the time because the regular drivers say, what, are you kidding me? This is like 60% of the money is gone. So if you have a guy in surge going to Kennedy Airport for $120, that driver, maybe he or she is going to get like $40 at the end of the ride, net, you know, between the gas and the car and everything. Ridiculous. Go ahead, Abe. I'm sorry. That was number four.
Okay.
Right.
They want 80%. Number four was they want the app drivers to get 80% of whatever the fare is. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Number five, program for yellow cab medallion owner drivers struggling with expenses as much as $6,000 a month with 80% of loans underwater. The city can call on lenders to lower interest rates and extend payments. Waive licensing fees and find emergency grants to avoid foreclosures and bankruptcies. The council must also establish a commission to oversee predatory lending and stop inflated values. Okay, I'm for that. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I say right on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
You know, number I got to tell you something. Yeah. With the dying price, right now, I think the brick-and-mortar cabbie still has a chance to drag this out of the fire and make a living and make a career out of this yellow cab thing, because there is work on the street. There is a max of people looking for cabs. You know, there's a match of people looking for cabs and work on the street. But we have all these people conspiring to destroy us, in my opinion. So it's up to us. And actually, I'll tell you the truth. I wasn't too thrilled about some of the stuff they did in the past, but the Taxi Workers Alliance has really stepped up, and they're the only store in town as far as leadership for the cabbies now. Because I don't know who else. I don't know who else besides we have Mike and Abe and Taxi Dave and Carolyn and all these basically, you know, lone wolves running around out there like us. But for an organization to step up, just the fact that you have an organization that can step up. I mean, everybody complains about the city unions, all right? We are the poster child for what happens if you don't have an organization or a union in the city of New York. You will get spit on, crapped on, rolled up, and thrown down the street into a garbage bin, okay? So you need some kind of organization to help the cabbies and the drivers make a living. Because without that, you have nothing, and you have worse than nothing. You have worse than nothing because you owe $500,000 and you jump into the river. That's the end game right now. So we thank the Taxi Workers Alliance for stepping up. Go ahead, number six.
All right, number six. I'm going to hold on number six for a second because I want to say that I did read an article where they were comparing app companies in New York City, the Uber, Via, whatever, you know, even Curb.
And Schmuber, forgot
Schmuber. Schmuber, whatever. And at the end of the article, it said plain and simple, still sticking up your hand in the air and hailing a cab is the easiest way. Okay?
Right.
All right? So after all these years and all this stuff, sticking your hand up in the air and hailing a cab is the easiest way. Okay? Especially in Manhattan. Okay? When you're on the street. When you're on the street. Okay. Where most of the fares generate from. The streets of New York. Okay? Which is why these cars are stealing the street fares, because they're not getting them the way they think they should. Okay? Number six, cap TLC fines, no more than $400 per violation or $1,000 per incident or hearing, and put an end to suspensions, revocations at the same time as fines. I think that if somebody, an illegal street hail is found, that $10,000 isn't enough. I think it should be $22,000 plus 6 months in jail. Okay.
Well, I mean, basically, the point is, don't do it. You're telling these people, listen, you cannot do this, all right?
Yeah, but
let's put it this way.
But if you cap the fines at $400 per violation, then it's just a cost of doing business.
Well, you could say that. You could say, okay, well, I got and you should say, like, you know, or at least a three strikes you're out, or some escalating thing.
Yeah,
you know,
these people are committing crimes when they pick up illegal street hails. Okay, be it a straight plate, an FHV that's not licensed to do so. Okay, the only cars out there, and there's no disputing this. The only cars in the street that are licensed to pick up street hails. Okay, and without any question, when somebody puts their hand in the air, it's a street hail. Okay, without any question. Okay, I mean, you can question the app calls that are on the street. Okay, and debate that. But there's no question that anybody that puts up their hand for a street hail and isn't picked up by a yellow medallion taxi cab, that vehicle is committing a crime.
Right.
Okay? That person should be arrested, okay? And maybe not thrown in jail the first time, but definitely 6 months for the second time. Okay? That's my opinion. Okay? That's my opinion. They're putting the public in danger, okay? They're negotiating prices that people, you know, shouldn't be charged, okay? They're stealing, okay? They're stealing from the licensed drivers, and they're stealing from the people that are in the taxi, okay?
Right.
6 months in jail, okay? And on a third offense, two years. 2 years.
Yeah.
How's that? Two years in jail. All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Making big rocks into little rocks. That's what I say.
Yeah, you know, we have money for them to live in jail. Okay? Yeah.
We need the grass cut of the Van Wyck. Let them give them a jumpsuit and a lawnmower.
No, no, but that's there's lots, do. You know, we could feed them. There's lots of baloney going around. All right?
Very good.
Okay. Number seven.
I see what you did.
Yeah, yes. number seven. Fees on the app companies, not on the app drivers. I think the app companies have borrowed billions and billions of dollars, okay? I think the fees should be on the app companies, okay? And but the drivers, you know, they should pay something. There's got to be some fee on the drivers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yellow taxi drivers pay fees.
Yeah.
Do they not?
Oh, sure.
Okay?
Sure.
All right.
I say the app cars per car, they should charge them $5,000 a year to operate, okay? And how that would help them? Well, help do it. Yeah, they'll get rid of the riffraff with their $2 and $3. I was talking their $2 and $3 trip a night BS with their own car. Mm-hmm. And I had one guy. He said, "Oh, you know the guy on the door. I was working with the Upper East Side doorman was complaining about the other guy's late. Apparently, the other doorman works an Uber car coming into work to work the door. So we grabbed $2 or $3 trips." And he was late because the fireworks display was over and all the people were pouring out. And he grabbed surge price Uber rides on his way into work the door at an Upper East Side building. So you have apparently MTA bus and subway operators in the union moonlighting as Uber drivers. And now you have doormen moonlighting as Uber drivers. So everybody's taking a piece out of our pie here. And it's ridiculous. So I say you have to raise the registration fee for app-based vehicles to $5,000 annually a year. And the guys who remain and pay that will make a fortune because the competition will go way down because only X amount of cars will be willing to pay that. I mean, that's a way to clear it up right away.
Okay.
So, okay. What can you do? Right. Number eight.
Number eight, no congestion pricing on drivers' backs. In the middle of this crisis, Albany passed a congestion pricing plan lobbied by Wall Street. It's aimed at further destabilizing the taxi industry that has contributed over $1 billion towards the MTA since 2009 and rewarding Uber and Lyft business model that takes aim directly at mass transit. The council must send a home rule message to Albany to stop the bill. In other words, they want to stop the raise the $3 on the you know, and other surcharges and the FHVs, okay? You know, because this is so wrong. It is so wrong. And this no congestion pricing on drivers' backs, number eight, is so right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm saying. Well, they're stealing from the poor. You get guys and women on suicide watch. You got cabbies jumping into the river to kill themselves from debt. And your solution to that is to make them even more suicidal by taking their little fare increase away. That $2.50 should have been ours. That $2.50 and that 50 cents and the 30 cents. That $2.80 per trip, which should be going to people in the
business. All of that should be going to us. Plus, we need a fare increase.
On top, yeah. Well, like I said, there are ways to do it. And Yoshi, you know, I don't want to keep hammering on her. She's bordering on this pathetic person at this stage of the game that just needs a job. So, I mean, that's what it comes down to with her, I think, in my opinion.
Okay, number nine, health and benefits fund, including retirement for all drivers. That's it, okay? So there will be a rally on the 10th of July at 1 p.m. in front of City Hall, okay?
Right.
Be there or be square, okay?
Be square. Don't be square.
Don't be square, be there, okay?
And let me tell you something. In my opinion, like these guys say, oh, you know what? I have to say, listen, we all have to work. I mean, you have to show up. I mean, just being there helps. Even if you take your cab down, just like a little wave of support as you drive by would be great to let the people standing in the hot sun know that you care.
Okay.
We all have to work.
Mike, you're going to be there. Carolyn's going to be there.
Yes.
You'll be there. Taxi Dave will probably be there. Carolyn will be there. I want all three of you to wear your rates on the shirt, okay?
I got my rate sheet shirt on. My rate sheet shirt on, yes.
Okay, and I want a picture of the three of you together standing there with the rates on the shirt. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And that I will put
that I will
shot. Yeah, that I will put on the front page of NYC Taxi News along with our other sponsors. Okay?
Yes, we have some great sponsors.
Which is the MTBOT, Checker mm-hmm. Management, okay, all of these great right. organizations that have been helping doing the best they can to help out, okay,
right.
and support us on NYC Taxi News, WB
and
Taxi.
And don't forget the new kid. We got Queens Management came in. Thank you very much.
I'm about to say that Queens Medallion Leasing, okay, right. Taxi CPA, okay,
mm-hmm.
and Peter Joseph, who hopefully will get you out of your foreclosure problem.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Call Peter Joseph.
I'm glad you have a professional people on the site to help with the various jackpots that candies get themselves into. So that's good.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. And that's about it for today, Mike. What do you think?
I think it's a great show. I think the fact that this show is the little show of the good. Abe, you are my compliments to the chef. You have slapped together this great website that is getting a lot of views now, and I try and tweet whenever possible the virtues of going to the website on my Twitter is @talk_NYC, @talk_NYC. And Abe, you can also tweet directly to you. I mean, it's what do you get? @NYCTaxiNews, right?
I'm a Twitter illiterate, but I do have a Twitter site for NYC Taxi News. So just go to NYC.
Twilliterate. You're
twilliterate. I'm twilliterate. Let me see how to. Let me go to the NYC Taxi News Twitter site here. Wait, I get it this way. I'm clicking on it. It's twitter.com/NYCTaxiNews, all one word. Okay.
Right.
And you could tweet. You know, I get a lot of tweets. I see Twitter accounts that have thousands and thousands of people following it. But I do have a few followers. We do have a few, you know, people that log on every day and send notifications and such. And I want to thank them.
Oh, yeah.
And visit our Twitter account, okay? I'm not too much of a Facebook fan, even though we have a Facebook page, but I never use it, okay?
Well, the one thing about Facebook that I've heard, I really don't use Facebook either, is that you can, I mean, there's a lot of people who see Facebook. I mean, you say the wrong thing on Facebook, you're just opening up a can of worms that is horrible, you know? But Trump is a Twitter guy, and I tell you, a lot of cabbies like Trump, and I don't care what anybody says. That goofball who crawled up the side of the Statue of Liberty. Would have been nice if the Statue of Liberty would have came to life and just said, like, bah, just kicked her off the pedestal. That would have been great.
Yeah.
So okay, I don't know if that'll happen anytime soon, but it's nice to think about. So,
okay, so anyway.
Listen, Abe, you did a great show. Everything is wonderful. And thank you for supporting the cabbies. And we'll see you at the rally on July 10th.
And that's next. Hall. Let me see. Let me look at my calendar. July 10th is... let me see here. Is next Tuesday, okay? Tuesday the 10th, okay? If we're actually recording this show. Today is Friday the 6th, okay? So whenever you hear this show, if I get it up today or tomorrow, it's the following Tuesday the 10th, okay?
And just for the record, let me put it this way. If the cabbies could at least drive by or walk by or say something to the people at the rally, that would be nice. Because this way, you know, I don't feel like a complete asshole standing in the hot sun defending you, okay? So if you come by and participate, that would be nice. Because you keep complaining about stuff, you cabbies. You got to get down there and defend yourselves, okay? The time is now. We have a big election year. Let's get it going. Abe, you have a great show. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Goodbye, New York. Bye.